Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Getting toward the end of October, a lot of things are happening on most of the farms around the country, if not all of the farms. Not necessarily the same thing, some different things. Our aim during the first part of the program, when we're scrutinizing some of the important news from Ag Central, if that's what you want to call it, the family farms and what's going on family farms. Sometimes there's good news, sometimes there's bad news. This happens to be a story that isn't good. 76-year-old South Carolina man died after getting trapped by his tractor. This is a really kind of a freak accident. The wife found this fellow in their farm, the tractor rolled over. So what it does, and when I tell you a story like this, all it does for me is the tractor rolled over, went down an embankment, frankly. He was thrown off of the tractor and killed instantly. He had a brush hog on the back of it. The wife called for help. And, yeah, okay, so the help got there, but under the circumstances, this thing weighed a lot and it was on top of him. And so the reason that I bring this up is not that I want to have us focus on deaths on the farm, but I do want us to focus on deaths on the farm because farming is very, very serious business and is very dangerous business. We all know that. We all know the equipment that we operate is dangerous. PTO shafts are dangerous. The things I'm chopping corn every day on my farm, and those are dangerous pieces of equipment. Balers are dangerous. Everything's dangerous. So you have to keep your head. I've been in the same circumstance. I unfortunately didn't get the track didn't roll over, but I've been on embankments and been wondering, you know, if once I engaged in it, am I going to roll this over or not? And so anyway, I guess I don't want to belabor the point, but we all know how dangerous it is on the farm. So keep that. We always need to keep it on the top of our mind for ourselves and the people that work with us, our family, people that work on the farm. So there it is. Okay. This is an example, literally, of you reap what you sow. The state of Arkansas has ordered Chinese-owned seed producer Syngenta to sell its farmland in their state. They have owned this land for apparently a couple of years, and the government is not happy with what they're doing. This Syngenta is Syngenta, S-Y-N-G-E-N-T-A, big seed producer. Obviously, they don't like this, but more and more U.S. farm groups and lawmakers are scrutinizing the ownership of land because of our national security, and none of us who are thinking about this want the Chinese to own any land in our country. I don't even know how much land. It's an interesting question. How much land do Americans own, American companies or American individuals in China? That would be an interesting thing to focus on, getting some stats. I'll have to put my staff to work on that. The governor of Arkansas, where this bill was passed, is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She said that the decision was in the best interest of Arkansas farmers. Meanwhile, the Chinese said it was disappointed, said the decision was a short-sighted action. They own 1,500 acres of land. They use it for research and development and that sort of thing. So the Chinese went on to say, our people in Arkansas are Americans, led by Americans who care deeply about serving Arkansas and Arkansas families. The order is the first enforcement action under a state law that prohibits foreign parties from acquiring or holding land China on the list number one in terms of what they're doing in Arkansas. And now, interesting, because Syngenta, I've never pronounced that right, is a state-owned enterprise, and they are now trying their, there's an initial public offering in Shanghai for this company, and what they're trying to do is look more like their own, not by the government, but by individual investment groups. If they fail to sell their land, the state of Arkansas can force them to get out. They've fined Syngenta $280,000 this year for failure to report foreign ownership. And so U.S. Department of Agriculture is looking at this. Interesting, the Biden folks, because who knows, is it their connection, the family connection to China, doesn't like this idea. Why would anybody, and this is me editorializing, why would it be in our best interest, in America's best interest, to have foreign-owned land, especially if it's owned by the Chinese? I don't get the Biden administration supporting that at all, and I certainly wouldn't support it, and you probably wouldn't either. More about farmland trends in a matter of moments. Right now, an invitation to go to Las Vegas or to some other places other than Vegas by dialing 800-419-3684. Every weekend when I mention this, when we talk about this, the phone lines get jammed up fast. They have 10 incoming lines, so if you're in the queue in the first of 10, you don't have to wait at all, and you can be ready to play by spending 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas. You could win tickets to a Las Vegas show. Very cool. No purchase necessary at all. 800-419-3684. This is 541 Travels. They specialize in doing things like this, as I say, not just in Las Vegas, but other places as well. So, help yourself to a good time. No purchase is necessary. You only lose if you don't call. It's kind of like the lottery, right? Can't win if you don't play. 800-419-3684. You heard me correctly. 3 days, two nights, without having to pay for it, and also a ticket to a Vegas show is a real possibility as well. Indulge yourself. Call 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on other farmland trends. We were talking about what's going on in Arkansas In the case of Iowa, farmers are less and less, fewer and fewer farmers are actually owning the land. This is another problem. Fewer than half the people who own farms or who are farmers own their own land. And when land comes up, there are a few farmers that are actually bidding because the price is going up. And so I'm looking at the sale of 150 acres and what it costs by the time they were done. Last year there were 22,000 acres of land in Iowa that was sold last year. And so when you look at the details here and see how much money is changing hands, I remember when I was in school in Ohio, the farmers there thought $3,000 was a lot of money for an acre of land. This land went for, I think, $21,000 or $22,000 an acre, which is very high for this. I'm looking at some other sales just to follow Iowa as a state. Some of the land has been used to build apartment buildings, shopping centers. Some of it stayed in agriculture. There's also another survey. I'm looking. Cornell University looked at what was going on in Utah. The Mormon Church has been buying land since the 1980s. And you wonder, okay, is that good for farmers? I guess if you're a Mormon, it'd be all right. One wonders what the Mormon Church needs to do. I'm looking at one sale for 3,000 acres, another one for 3,100. And it was $13,000 an acre. Well, that's the trend. Not good. Bill Gates, a lot of people are concerned about Bill Gates buying up a lot of land. And he and his group has been buying up the land for the last 10, 12 years. I think we just started to take note of it in the last 3 or 4 years. It didn't seem to be a good idea to have the concentration of so much farmland in the hands of so few. Also in the news from the American Family Farmer, the federal milk marketing order, the hearing on it is in recess. This is a pivotal moment in dairy, I think. The fact that they've put it on hold, they haven't shut it down, but apparently the money that is needed to actually run this part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture isn't there. And so they're trying to figure out where it's going to come from. They're going to reconvene next month. And then they may recess in December, they always do for the holidays. And there isn't going to be a farm bill until the beginning of next year. If they were smart, they'd put all of this stuff into the farm bill. But there's a lot of separate plans here for what to do. The federal milk marketing order is a mess. The fact that you're a dairy person is hard. It really is, even on its best days. A lot of that comes from understanding the puzzle of how the prices are set under the federal milk marketing order. I think most people don't understand it. This has been a problem for dairy farmers for 80 years. And the last farm bill in 2018, there was an attempt to change the system. And there were some reforms that were made in 2000, but not really. That's why they've become so large, these enterprises, because they make money in volume using certain tools of the trade, robots and that kind of stuff. But I know that many of the grassroots farmers are upset about this, as well they should be. The government, it should be a free market thing. It should not be that the government is telling you what you can get for your milk. Something wrong with that picture. That's why I would encourage anybody who's thinking about trying to go private and produce your own milk and sell it in your facility, if you can, if you're in a good population area, that's what I'd be doing. But the feds are continuing to just kind of kick this can down the road. All right, we'll be back in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer and talk about a garden shop in Connecticut with the folks who own it. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
After the hour now, this is the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with the husband and wife team from Foster Hill Farm and Garden Shop in Stafford, Connecticut. Kim and Carl Milkowski are here. They have a very interesting approach maybe the approach that I'm interested in here, talking to you about your farm and what keeps you going, what keeps you successful, is how you market the things that you grow. And why don't we start with either Kim or Carl taking us through what it is that you're known for at the Foster Hill Farm and Garden Shop.
Sure. Good morning. We started out with just a typical garden shop. It's seasonal with just an assortment of perennials, annuals, and then vegetable plants. But I have an interest in heirloom tomatoes, so I started seeding those. And then we would go out to markets and sell them at farmers markets. But it's kind of grown on steroids, and that program has increased up to 150 varieties of tomatoes and about 60 varieties of specialty peppers.
So the market you've obviously found for this, is it local? Is it regional? Is it national? How is it? This is something that a lot of people, okay, so we all have things that we're well known for, but that's all well and good as it applies, but you can't, oftentimes, especially when you're as specialized as you seem to be, hard to make it work just in a local surround, right?
People who are interested in heirloom tomatoes will drive quite a distance, as I used to before we had this the shop and grew the plants, but we draw customers from all over the Northeast and have made the decision not to ship, although we get routine requests to do so. So we just, people order them. We implemented an online ordering system during COVID, and really just a result of COVID, kind of turned into a positive, if you will, for our farm. So it's I had plenty of time on my hands sitting at my desk and just built this website where people can go in. There are great pictures. They can look at all the plants. They place their orders starting on January 1st through the end of March for our region here. And then they come. They have to come to our farm to pick up the plants. which is great on a couple levels. They see the other offerings we have, too.
So looking at the I am on your website, very cleverly done, nicely done. I also remember, I think, in terms of where we had a conversation a few years ago, and Carl, your folks were the ones that started this farm with quite a different approach. Is that correct?
Well, I started work with my mother and father, not at this facility where we're at right now, but in the same town. So that's where I got my background, was growing from my mother and father's garden somewhere.
So in terms of how that, the experience, I always ask people whether they're farm kids or not. So Kim, are you a farm kid? And I say that in the most loving way.
No, that would be Carl. His life has been spent in horticulture and greenhouse production. But my background is in business, so that kind of tied in perfectly. I was able to pull in my resources and create the website and market our new business here. It's not really new anymore. We've been here since 2009. So, no, my background is business, but I always grew the heirloom tomatoes and my family did as well, but only as a home gardener.
Yeah, okay. All right, we continue along. Marketing is a good focus. I think a lot of people, let's focus on that because that's what could be the biggest help for a lot of farmers around the country who still haven't quite mastered the marketing process that's necessary to survive. All right, we continue on. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, we have still more time with Kim and Carl Milikowski from the Forestry Hill Farm and Garden Shop in Connecticut. Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin.
This product is all about healthy weight loss, so there's no drugs, there's no stimulants, there's nothing that's going to make you feel sick or jittery. You actually take it at bedtime, and it works to rev up your metabolism naturally, rebuilding lean muscle tissue.
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Got free shipping, among other things. The Halloween discounts apply on everything, so check it out at toploss.com. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New this Saturday, the manhunt in Maine over.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. I'm Tim Berg.
A moment of silence after the names of the 18 victims read out loud at a news conference.
Joseph Lawrence Walker.
This Saturday morning, the Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will.
Fresh explosions have been reported in Gaza following Israeli forces' execution of another ground operation against Hamas. Israel has stated that they employed troops, fighter jets, drones, and armored vehicles to target Hamas installations.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The hour, second half hour, this week's review of what's going on in the world of a family farm. The family, by the way, a reminder, we have on the Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday a segment in the program called Food, Farm, and Family. There's a website devoted to it, foodfarmfamily.com. Lots of information in there about things that are nutritionally focused, what's going on in the recall department, things that are unique, so you might be invited to just check it out. Why not? Foodfarmfamily.com helps out everybody. And the American Family Farmer Show is a product of Stefan Multimedia. This airs every weekend on stations all around the country, and on it is the focus that you hear here, taking a farm that has done something unique or different, and using the ideas that, in this case, the Milikowskis have from Stafford, Connecticut, what's made them successful. I think part of it, Kim was explaining that she comes from a business background. Marketing is so important no matter what your business. I think farmers have fallen behind a little bit because they're not, and I say this in a general sense, and maybe somebody will criticize me for being a generalist when I make this statement, but farmers, whether it be the husband, wife, sometimes unless there's somebody younger that understands social media and understands the tools that are used today in marketing, there's not the kind of support there. It's really very interesting. How do I say this, Kim? Is it one-sided without using social media? Do you advertise on the radio there, the local radio station? Do you advertise in other forms, or you just use for your marketing purposes? I guess maybe I'm going to put this, I don't want to put it into a bowl. I'm going to give you the broad question of what works best for you, because you're a professional marketer. You've brought that skill to the farm. So what works best for you?
Well, initially we did start out with print advertising, but quickly learned that your bang for your buck was minimal. It does appeal to an older clientele, and of course we welcome them to our farm. But in order to capture middle-aged and the younger folks, you really need to be on social media. But we do other things, too. As I mentioned before, we started with the farmers markets, which an unexpected benefit was, like, people are learning about our farm, and then our staff there would always say, come visit us, and we would hand out different things and make sure that they know where we are. And it drew people in that way. We also have events here at the farm, educational events on the heirloom tomatoes. We do a program every year registered with the speakers group in Connecticut for the garden clubs. And I go out and talk to the garden clubs, and that's our client. We want them to come to our farm and see everything else we have.
So I'm going to ask something that's, again, down the business zone. I've encountered it, and strangely or interestingly enough, I've encountered dozens of other people. I belong to the American Farm Bureau Federation and also the National Farmers Union. And one of the things that's coming down the pike very quickly is the problem that farmers are having of all stripes, whether it's dairy, whether it's produce, whether it's growing large acreage or crops, is insurance. Insurance is becoming a very big problem. And so I'd ask you to help us all understand what you're doing. Maybe there's an idea here. What have you encountered? If you found insurance to be okay? Have you had to do different things? Has the insurance company tried to tell you how to run your farm? What's the basic situation with you and insurance? And I ask that because you just sort of tripped the light fantastic with the suggestion of all the activities you have on the farm, which more and more insurance companies are saying either no to, or it'll cost you an arm and a leg if you're going to have these things on the farm.
We're fortunate that our insurance agency, they have one representative who just handles farms. We're in an agricultural area, but it is very expensive, and we are heavily insured for people coming onto the property. Our local farms face this, that we try and promote the homesteaders and all the small farms starting out, but they can't afford the insurance. So it's difficult even to have a farm tour because people can't go there. So right. It's an ongoing issue, and we just pay a lot of money to be covered, and we wouldn't do it any other way.
I wonder if there's a way, and I say this just as a sort of matter of conversation, for us all to get together and have some sort of a co-op, find or start an insurance company. I just find, even though I've done business with the two largest farm insurers in the country, I find that they're not listening much anymore. They're talking, they're telling, but they're not listening to what the needs are. It's a very strange world where you have businesses now. It's kind of like the government. They're not here to help you out. They're here to tell you what to do. And a lot of the same restrictions that come from not being able to find the right insurance come from government telling you, you know, most of the time, in my experience anyway, the people that tell you what to do don't know what to do themselves. And if they were put on a farm, they'd die of starvation. So, and I'm finding that the statistical stuff that's coming out of the insurance companies is the same sort of thing. It's just big, 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 and, you know, if you can't afford it, that's tough. And I think that's why I'm focused on it with you, because you have a successful, thriving operation. And I wonder how much more the insurance costs can go up for us all to survive. I guess that was the general outlay. Because I know, as I'm telling this story here to the listeners, there are more people than any other thing we've talked about so far saying, yes, this is a big problem for us. So you're just saying you've been with the same company, and they just keep increasing the cost, and you have to pay it if you want to keep going, right? That's basically it?
Yes, it's based on your annual revenue in our situation. I'm not sure how it works with other carriers, but it doesn't matter if you're open one day and do all of your revenue that day or it's spread out. But we also have the animals here. You mentioned before the donkey. So sadly, most people, 99% of the people who visit, it's fine. But if someone gets bit or they fall down, I think we're just a higher risk in general at any farm.
Maybe. I was telling the story in the news section of at the beginning of the hour about a fella went down an embankment in a Ford tractor with a bush hog behind it, and the tractor rolled over and it killed him. You know, those things, farming is dangerous. So maybe It's very frustrating from the point of view of someone who's trying to make it all work. It just seems to be harder and harder and harder all the time. And I'm not trying to sound like some moaning old fogey, but if you want to support agriculture, you need to do it in a way that helps farmers, not hurts them. And yeah, they may have losses, but, you know, insuring against a loss that I've never had a claim on my farm ever. Never had a claim for anything. And so, but all of a sudden, I'm a risk because other people who are doing what you and I are doing are not doing it well, and we're all in that pool. So we're basically paying for people who are not operating well. Anyway, I'm off on it, as I said, kind of off on a toot, but it is something that's a very important thing for us all to be aware of. Now, having said that, what sort of events do you have there? Do you have regular weekly events? I know you open seasonally, right? You're not always open year-round.
We're only open to the public in May and part of June for the garden shop, but we host the donkey experience where people can come. They pay a fee. It's an hour-and-a-half program, and they learn about the donkeys. We teach them how to halter them, lead them, brush them, and then we take them on a hike. So that helps pay the hay bill, which is great. Yeah. And then educational events like about herbs, we have speakers come in, and that's during the time that we're open, the garden shop.
So the roles that do you ever find yourself crossing into each other's path as far as your roles are concerned?
Every day,
yes. I will stop it. Yeah, so I Kim with the marketing and the social media and stuff, you know, that's all her, you know, and mm-hmm. Got that. I like to get out there and get my hands dirty and, you know, so feeding the animals, cleaning the barns, fixing things, working in the greenhouses, you know, that's what I love. And she does come out there. I'm not saying she doesn't do it, but she does a lot more than me. But, you know, she's good at these internal business practices much more than I am, and so yeah, it's good, and it's
it's always a challenge.
It's always a challenge, but it is. As long as you don't fuss about it,
as long as you don't fight with each other about it.
No, that's, it okay. Doesn't last. That's for sure.
Yeah, we worked out. We feel grateful to be able to do this every day, even though you work longer than when I was in business. I wouldn't trade it. I'm just grateful every day to walk out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that for sure. All right, we continue on with Kim and Carl Milikowski from the Foster Hill Farm and Garden Shop. Their website is fosterhillfarmandgarden.com. You can check that out while we check out what to do with you and your health quotient. How are you doing when it comes to that weight loss program that you've been aiming for? A lot of people who work on the farm just work hard, so they don't let their weight doesn't catch up with them until the weather gets bad and they're not working as hard as they might have. So that's why we have Calitrin. The Calitrin is a motivational product. It's all natural. And I guess I'm saying motivational because what happens is when you go to toploss.com, their website, there are all kinds of things there, the description of the product, the ingredients, that sort of thing, but instructions how to use it, which are connected to their counseling staff. And there's a phone number at toploss.com. You can dial it up and you can get your own personalized counselor who will help you, support you through your healthy weight loss program. This is an all natural product. It is aimed at helping increase your metabolism. The side benefits include with less weight, obviously you're going to have less of stress on your joints, that sort of thing. And people that I know who take it just before you go to bed sleep so much better because of the natural ingredients. So help yourself to the information. This is certainly not a drug and not a stimulant. It is not a quick fix either, and it's not a fad. These people have been in business for 27 years, and you would never have a company. Companies don't exist that long if they're not doing what the customer, what the public wants. So get what you want. That's losing weight the safe way by going to toploss.com and choose Calitrin right now. There are all kinds of great Halloween special. They've got those discounts on everything. And if you use Doug as a checkout, at the end there's a little box that says, do you have any promotional codes? Put D-O-U-G. Don't have to pay for shipping. And you also will get the best price on whatever it is they're offering at the time. That's Calitrin, losing weight the natural way. Check it out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin. One of the things that confuses people sometimes is when you are trying to contemplate the actual value of this program versus another. But it takes, you know, a commitment, I think, as much as anything else. You got to really decide that you want to lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off?
Like you said, a lot of those other diet products out there, they're short-term fixes. They're quick fixes. They're lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know, with Calitrin, it's not going to be a quick fix. You're likely not going to see just a whole lot of weight loss results in the first week or two. But you give it time to work, and you're going to start seeing that healthy weight loss.
So what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free. But we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LAW.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We got a minute or so left with Kim and Carl Milikowski. What do you see the future? What is in your crystal ball, both of you?
Well, we're going to operate it as long as we can. I'm 61 years old, and Carl?
59.
So, I don't know, another 10 years, but we are hoping to keep all of the land preserved and not in development.
Yeah. Well, that's the aim of lots of people who are small family farmers. They want it so hard, again, back to the things that don't work well, and that's the government trying to, through the death taxes, take everything that you work for. So anyway, best of luck to the two of you. Thanks for joining us here and helping us understand what's going on. Some really good ideas from Kim and Carl Milikoski. And the website is FosterHillFarmAndGarden.com. This is the American Family Farmer.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Three past the hour now. It's Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer program with my thoughts on things. There are a lot of this time of year, there are a lot of county Farm Bureau meetings, annual meetings. The American Farm Bureau Federation has their annual meeting in the winter every year, which makes good sense. I belong to the state Farm Bureau. The American Family Farmer by itself belongs to the broadcast arm of the farm business, but I, in my farm, Eastley Farm, you can find the farm at eastleyfarm.com. I'm not doing anything spectacular on the web or on the social media pages right now. I'm going to give it the winter. We're going to sort of reimagine what I'm doing on my farm because I'm dealing with what I was suggesting a few minutes ago, things, the conditions on the farm and what insurance companies are saying that basically will, because of the charges, if I keep them going, some of the activities that are meant to help the community, if in fact I keep those up, it'll put me out of business. So, and again, I think that's an important thing for you to assess what your insurance needs are and where you're getting the insurance and how you're being treated. Do you feel like you have somebody in your corner, or is it just somebody trying to sell you something? And that's one of the reasons that farmer sentiment has dipped. The current conditions around the country, I was mentioning earlier, the ownership of land, that's bothering people. In the dairy end of things, the thing that's been bothering us for years and years and years is the government intrusion with us being reasonably told what we can get for milk. There are a lot of things that have always been troublesome for the farmer. But right now, maybe it's because of the frame of mind we're in looking at the whole world, the big picture. It's not a pleasant time to be living, frankly. You make the best out of your life, but look at all of the upset everywhere. Look at the upset in our country. Look at the upset in the rest of the world. It's just everything is upset, and look at the way we're doing business. We're having a tough time, and people are upset about that and wondering, do I keep going or do I stop? If you don't keep going, you know, you give in to Purdue said when he was the Secretary of Agriculture, get big or get out. That's not, no, sorry, pal, that doesn't work. That's the ignorant way of looking at maybe the reality, but you got to push back. Anyway, if you look at the last 8 months or so of the measurement of farmer sentiment, this is done by a few ag colleges around the country. The ag economy barometer has gone down significantly over the last 8 months, fueled by the perception of the current conditions in the marketplace, in government, and in the world in general. They called it the Future Expectation Index. So that has gone down. And I wish there was, I don't like bad news, frankly, but there are things that are going on, that, you know, for example, John Deere and the other, tractor and implement manufacturers who are fighting the right to repair. And that'll put more farmers out of business than anything else. If you can't take care of your own equipment, who can afford to pay $100 an hour plus to have a tech come out if you're lucky enough to be able to get somebody? I had a problem with some Caterpillar equipment that I bought to be used in another project I'm involved in. And when we had a couple of problems, I called and they told me that they'd have a serviceman there in 3.5 weeks. Well, fortunately, we figured out what the problem was and dealt with it. But the other thing is that it's just mind-boggling, frankly, how complicated we, all of us, have allowed things to get. You can say, well, it's social media, it's the devices, it's people's attitude. Yep, all of those things are true. But in the whole environmental thing with row crop agriculture, I mean, we all have to be conscious of what's going on. But capturing carbon, who even understands how to do that on your farm? You know, maybe you have an advisor doing it. But this, unless you're a really huge operation, you don't know, nor do you have time, nor do you really want to be involved in all of this stuff. So, you know, that's again, it's bad government, bad leadership, and we're here picking up the pieces. So I'm not trying to, this isn't Dougie Downer, but I did overview the farmer sentiment value, and because it was a little weaker, I thought, maybe I passed that information along, and maybe there's something in the back of your mind that can help you do things better. That's what we can hope for. Some thoughts from Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.